Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
It's time the realest and rawest conversations go down on Big Facts Friday.
Live from iHeart Studios. You know what it is, Big Facts Friday. Big Bang, yeah. Baby J, DJ Screenshot Jones,
yo.
Big homie Kodak. We are back, we are back, we are back. Thank God it's Friday. What's going on, people? Y'all gotta get off your phones now.
I'm not on my phone.
Sorry.
What's up, Jones?
What's How the deal, doing? DJ Scream? I'm good, can't
Everything's
complain.
Good?
Everything's solid.
How's Chance?
Chance is chancing.
Chance is good.
Chance is great.
Okay.
Right. No complaints.
You good, Bank?
For sure, you're right, Ray Ray.
For
sure, you're right, Ray Ray.
Why is it that when black people eat food, they get sleepy, random dog?
Because it depends on the type of food. Up until they shit.
Okay. There's
that goddamn itis.
Yeah.
But it depends on the type of food we eat.
Yeah, I guess so.
You don't get sleepy if you're vegan.
So vegan.
You can eat some bullshit vegan food.
Sleepy earth.
Oh, yeah. I eat all the bullshit vegan food.
Jay, you good?
I have never been better, actually.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Kodak, you less horny today?
Nah.
Nah, but I just got some shit. Ever. I just got some weird shit. I just showed shy.
You took weird shit?
No, bro. I just got some weird, disturbing shit in my DM.
Oh, for real?
Somebody shot.
Then did he? He leaked his nudes to Jay.
Oh, you be getting nudes?
That's why I don't even be looking at my shit for real, because that shit.
It was like completely
weird.
Just
that
out
shit.
There.
That shit was like, and that's that it. Shit.
Can
was
I
like,
have you?
Some crazy, unbelievable shit. Like,
I'm trying to sneak spend my money to lock my bank up.
What?
Huh?
is she talking about?
He and his other head.
We ain't that random thought yet, Black. We ain't that random thought yet.
What'd you do?
Nah, this Courtney talking about lock my account, cut my card, because she well, you're live on the air. She trying to sneak and use my card and say, goddamn.
Somebody else did it.
Let me just lock it. All right. I'm going to call you later.
Bank conversations is a whole
perspectives with bank.
Right. The real perspectives. We should do a win a date with Jay. Would you do that? Or nah, yeah.
Jay
gonna win a date with Jay?
Jay going to end up punching that nigga.
I think that'll be fun.
Would you do it? I ain't trying to be funny.
I mean, I ain't tripping. Like, I ain't tripping.
What bro gonna say? Bitch, you around here playing on a nigga top?
I mean, if we can make that happen before bro gets out, it'll be cute. But
it's cold.
No, I'm just playing. It was a good idea.
Good. I just thought I'd put it out there.
Yeah,
we can do win a date with Shy.
It was a cute idea. Uh-oh. Yeah, that's cuter.
Shit, sign me up.
Huh. Nah, no.
Hell no.
Sign me up.
You might get two. You might fall in love and shit. Nah, fuck that.
We only got one submission. Yep.
Right. No.
What's the word?
You can't do that with me.
What's the word?
What's the word on the curb?
So the word today is obliterate. Mm. And that means to
blow up some shit.
Completely destroy. Mm. Completely or utterly destroy. Or to wipe out totally. Mm. The wing with the thing, Urban German definition is
okay.
To erase completely from your memory, but okay, mm-hmm.
Wipe.
Yeah, but in most laymen would use obliterate when they're deciding to choose violence.
So you can obliterate somebody physically, but you can also obliterate like somebody's reputation and shit. Like you can try to damage somebody's reputation or...
You can, but most times when people say obliterate, they're trying to blow some shit up.
Yeah.
Or somebody's feelings.
Well, that's what I said. Yeah. Reputation, feelings, whatever, you can obliterate. So has there ever been a time when you wanted to obliterate some shit?
Yeah, hell yeah, for sure.
Relationships, for sure.
Okay. I think she wasn't talking about relationships, though.
Yeah. Bitter baby mama.
I'm not talking about... I'm just talking about romantic. I mean, like, friendships, business ships. Just blow this shit up. This shit ain't working. And we got to stop acting like it is working. Because a lot of times, especially in this industry, people be acting like they friends in the entertainment and music industry. We're not really friends. So if I got to pretend to do some friendship when we not even like that, just blow this shit up. Come to me when it's time to work. When you ready to do some good work, let's do that. But cut all that. We gonna pretend to be cool shit out.
Cut that. Be ranting about this.
He's so mad.
This is the second time in 1 month.
What you mean? Why be ranting about what?
I'm ready to move on. You feel
to
like different, passionate about that like I do about them bodies. Everybody passionate about something though.
Coming off that motherfucking couch, dog.
Yeah. He be so mad.
Nah, man. Sometimes shit happen
you
and
need
it
a
just.
Hug?
Nah, I'm good. I'm sure. Good. I'm just saying, sometimes shit happen and people's true colors come to fruition.
Who true color show?
That's a prayer though. You're supposed to pray for this.
Who done did what?
Yeah, let us know. Let's talk about it.
Who hurt you?
Ain't nobody hurt me.
Well, let's talk about it.
Nobody hurt
who
me.
Who was
big
it?
Facts. We on Friday.
It's not.
Give
big.
Us one of the Conan people you're talking about.
You ain't keep bringing this shit up for nothing. We know you, we love you, and we'll go fuck you.
I'm telling you, you're going in. You're going in on your Twitter. You're going in on your podcast.
Who you feel like that you've helped that done said fuck you?
Name a lot of people. But it's
name the first person that come to mind.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Let me think. First person.
It been came to your mind. You just don't want to say it.
Mm. Yeah, nah, because the first one was some old shit. I'm going in, and you don't even mention old niggas. You don't mention old relationships and no shit like that. Like, nah. And I'm not gonna say that the current.
So if you ranting about, come on, man, you ranting about it, but you ain't gonna stand on it.
Yeah. I am standing on it.
You can say it and they can beat it out.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Stop bringing it up.
Let it go. Anything else, you sound like a bitter bitch.
Damn.
I'm just being honest about how it sounds.
I can talk about
an experience and be okay with how that shit happened. It's just you learn how to move.
But if you learn,
you ready to obliterate them.
Nah, not a bitter, because I don't got to. What? That's wasted energy.
You're wasting your energy by speaking on this. Like we just be speaking up at least by like 3 minutes now.
You wasting your energy by giving it energy. All that tweeting and texting and typing and all that shit. I'm not giving it energy. Who be subtweeting? You do be subtweeting. You don't even be on Twitter.
You be on stories. You know you be subbing. No, his stories when he go on them long ass rants. Oh, he got something to get off that chest, baby. No,
when he accepted the position to Big Facts to be the creator, all that was literally directed to somebody who doubted him.
Oh, you talking about that big long-ass
man? I read the whole thing, too, though. I'm going to keep it real. I read the whole shebang.
Now, we talking about that, yeah. Nah, niggas have definitely doubted the nigga, like, counted the nigga out. But, like, that shit happened. Like, somebody sent my publicist some shit, like, from 3 years ago. This person ignored me when I was trying to set up an interview. And now...
Bro, you can't take that personal.
I don't take it personal. It's me recognizing, like, damn, this is really how this shit is.
I'm going to keep it real. A nigga that hate me, them nigga mad as a mother.
I know, and it's a wrong season to hate Kodak.
I be feeling sorry for them nigga. Like damn. Niggas so mad at me. Them nigga too mad now.
Like, imagine hating Drake. You just shit out of luck. You just got super mad.
That shit gotta hurt.
It hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But I always tell people, like, I ain't never seen a successful hater. So I ain't out here trying to hate on nobody.
It's a bunch of them. Yeah.
Me personally. I ain't never seen no successful hater.
You won.
I don't hate nobody. Is Kodak a hater?
Puppy power.
No, not a hater, but you got some people that you hate on because you just don't like them.
Nah, I just hate you. I don't hate on shit you doing. I just hate you.
Hey, that's a strong word. That's the same thing, yeah.
I don't know nobody I hate.
Yeah, I don't hate nobody. Because hate
just like a lot.
Because hate consumes you.
Yeah, it seems like take too much energy.
Yeah, I don't know nobody that I like. I hate you. I know some people I dislike.
To the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah, but I don't know nobody that I hate. Because to me, hate, you wish bad for people.
Yeah, you're right. You know I don't wish bad on nobody. Yeah, I don't think I hate.
That takes a lot.
That's waking up in the morning. Damn, that nigga still alive.
You're right. Yeah. That's what? That's a real mental illness. Check that out.
Yeah, because that person ain't even think about you 9 times out of 10.
But you agreeing with us, but you still saying
that. I just said I'm not a hater. I just said that. I overstated myself.
It's different if the only time I've had like dark feelings and energy and shit is like somebody did something to me or like cross me type shit.
Yeah.
And I have to work that out. But I ain't just going to be hating on niggas just because he's doing good or just like that's just.
But it's niggas like that. It's a lot of why not me ass niggas. Damn, why that shit gotta happen to him? The whole time it could be both of y'all. Everybody can eat. Right. What's the word again? Obliterate.
Obliterate.
So Jay, you wanted to obliterate in the sense of blowing some shit up.
Like the nigga that just sent you that.
I don't want to obliterate. I don't feel no type of way. Towards that nigga, cause you know he's an innocent soul that just sent me a picture of his dick, but I just that shit just was kind of out of control.
I don't think an innocent nigga gonna do no shit like that. He a creep.
That really ain't no creep shit. Sometimes you gotta show the hoe all that. Hey, beautiful ain't working. Hey, did what it is.
He said, I want to have you.
hey, you might want to see it. You see it? That shit might entice you. Him. Yeah, yeah. Then what this is, bitch. Yeah. Even if you send it to somebody else, they might, shit.
Next thing you know, you have been tagged in a story.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to lay it on the line.
Free advertisement.
I'm crying. Yeah, but nah, obliterate. Okay, so.
Let me ask a question first before you say that, Jay. Please, can I ask a question?
Go,
please,
man.
Please.
Go.
Do y'all think.
No bad. I was testing him a bit. Because I know you finna say some shit.
No, we just need to get the. We need to bring the board, hook the board up so we can bam, 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 bam.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that. But I'm finna ask y'all, do y'all think that there are possibilities for a person to act like they're about to ask a question and don't say shit like I just did?
Right. Who did what now?
What the fuck?
I was waiting for that shit to come around.
What happened?
Nothing
at all.
Literally.
And I'm sitting here looking at you like, what is he about to say? It's about to be some deep shit. Nothing.
I've been smoking. Oh, some G shit, though. All bullshit aside. Do you think you could be 100% real in the entertainment game?
No.
No.
You could be real to yourself.
No, I'm saying like 100%
real person. Like, not fucking with nobody, not going to no... Not
even in a corporate job. Not even in a corporate job. No. You think you'd be 100% real?
No. In any business setting, you cannot be 100% yourself.
I think it's all wicked.
Because real Kodak don't like hanging around nobody extra that he don't like kicking you with. But there's a lot of people who hands you got... Never mind.
Here we go. Yeah. He is hurt, y'all. Never mind. He is hurt.
Y'all have no fury like a Kodak Scorn.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Kodak Scorn.
Kodak Rant.
That nigga Scorn yet.
He is Scorn.
Never mind. I seen it coming out, and I was like, you know what?
You just stopped
it. That's that Leo, man.
That's that Leo. That Leo.
Yeah.
What's that Leo? Best friend in the world is Leo Hammer.
Yeah. He a cool dude.
That nigga's crazy, though.
It'd be like that.
That boy, you know. Ham sandwich.
Hey, but nah, y'all answer the question. You think
you can't. No. You can't. Not in business or in the same industry.
I think in business you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
Because
what part of it is fate? Like, I'm saying like, what part of it? Like if somebody come up to you and be like, da 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 da, you should come by my spot, man. I got a new spot. You're like,
Oh yeah. That's fate.
Because you know you're not.
Or is it banter?
It's fate.
It's a word called banter.
What's that?
Banter is just useless conversation.
That's fake. That's fake.
That's a fancy way of saying I'm being fake. I'm banter.
Yeah. You're fake.
That's like the political term for that is filibustering. You know, when they talking, trying not to get some shit passed, that's you. That's fake.
I think it's a way, in the way you present it, though, you might say, I might check you out, bro. They ain't being fake.
No, I learned the keywords.
I might fuck with you, bro.
But you know you're not.
But that's.
I said might. But you don't know what I might do. I might get up and
fake because you know you've created a word might. Let's make it sound like you might do something that you know you're not.
You have no intentions of really doing.
I might though.
No, you don't.
I'm gonna check your music.
I get what you're saying though.
Yeah.
Because it might come around to it. I didn't think I would, but I'm still gonna do it.
Yeah.
It's still fake.
You lying to yourself. No. You lying to yourself. You lying to them. You know that.
I think it's different than. Yeah, I'm going to fuck with you, bro. Yeah, blah, blah. I'm going to, you giving that person.
Oh, my word.
Fake said he going to fuck with me, bro. He coming. He said he coming.
You be fake as hell.
I'm fake as fuck.
You be fake as hell when people be sending you music and shit. You know that shit's trash. You like, I fuck with it. I fuck with it.
Because you can't tell, because if you say a nigga shit whack, guess what? Now you a hater.
Nah, it ain't even about the whack. I feel like, shouts to Bigger Rankin. Bigger Rankin was like, we are not the niggas to kill these niggas' dreams. He put that in me a long time ago. I'm not going to kill no nigga dreams because it might work for him. We don't see it happen.
But you be saying it's hard.
I don't be saying it's hard.
I
be saying, I do the mic shit. I be like, the beat hard.
The beat do be hard, though. That's not a lie.
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes the beat be too hard. Like, nigga, you shouldn't even got this beat.
So you fucking with the song? Yeah. Bro, it's straight, bro. You need to get another engineer or something. But it's straight. My voice is cracked because I'm bullshit.
Listen.
Yeah. Fake as hell.
Inside of these buildings, inside of these walls, shaking certain people's hand, is that genuine?
No.
Just shaking their hand?
No, because in reality, if I didn't have to shake your hand, nigga, I wouldn't be shaking your hand.
Thank you.
Let me stop.
I'm not going to say
that. Let me stop.
I'm
not going
to say that.
I'm tripping though.
No, you're right. You're 100%
this
right.
This nigga will eat ass but won't shake random hands. Sense,
bro. No, he's saying he's shaking it, but he eating the ass he want to eat.
Yeah, see.
I mean, what are you talking about? He not just walking around eating ass he don't want to eat.
Shit. Random ass.
Like,
damn, fuck it. He goes 62 asses. He just been
eating. I'm not eating them asses.
No.
Every fucking episode we get on this subject.
Of Kodak eating ass.
He fiending for it.
He eats ass.
No, but.
Kodak eat ass.
This is starting to become disturbing.
Big ass eaters.
You got to. Damn.
Big fat asses.
So you got to be a little fake in this shit.
Yes, you have to be. Because somebody that can help you get to that next level. This could be one person that's gatekeeping that shit. You got to act like you.
Is that being a user?
I think fake.
All them super real niggas broke.
I think faking
being real overrated.
Super real niggas.
Yeah, well, I get you on that. Broke. I get you on that. I can name a few.
Cause you're standing in your own way, not adjusting to get the paper. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying go against your morals and compromise your integrity. No. But you have to adjust to the world and know that your perspective is not the only perspective that matter.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Even if you disagree with something, I got to make the paper go through. That's the same way if I'm... It's called negotiation, really. So you have to negotiate your aspect to a certain degree to get the paper. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm going to be like, bruh, they just said this nigga suck dick. I ain't finna get no money with him. What the fuck him got to do with him sucking dick got to do with you getting money?
But some niggas will take that as like, yeah, you with that nigga that suck dick. Niggas just unrealistic.
I don't care what you do. I don't have to go home with you. Right. I don't suck dick.
Right.
I don't give a fuck what you do with your mouth. What does this have to do? I'm not about to drink a soda behind you.
Yeah.
What does any of this have to do with the business?
Right. But does that make you fake, though? That don't make you fake.
No, that don't make you fake.
Hold up. If you stand against that and you do business with that, you're faking it. Because you know you don't even deal with this type of person. But for me, for the sake of the paper, business oriented, I'm going to fake it. They said they need Elsa's. About what?
When I get big fat. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance.
Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
So what if...
Because I'm sitting in the room with your dick sucking that and be like, yeah, yeah, bro.
Well, what if that same thing applied to the pilot on your airplane? But you got to get on that plane to get where you're going. So is that fake? Because you're sitting on the plane?
Because the pilot sucked dick?
No. Or something you don't agree with?
No, that's not the same thing.
The pilot...
I'm saying like...
Is he sucking dick while he's flying?
I'm talking about in close proximity. Like, say for instance, I got to be on the phone with you.
Yeah. Okay, I got
when
you.
When I don't talk to people.
Have a relationship of some business relationship of some sort.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
I don't even deal
with y'all kind of niggas, but I got to deal with you because we can get some money together.
Yeah.
I don't feel like, to me, a nigga who's not able to do that, to me, you're a duck. Mm. Hmm. To me. Hmm. Because it's business at the end of the day. It's not personal. I have nothing to do with your personal stance on what you do and I'm not around you. That has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm being judgmental to the point where, you know what, bro, I can't get... And I'm going to get a lot of flack for this because niggas... expect for you to be a diamond.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got niggas that look at, that don't act like us, that don't speak like us, don't nothing. But where we come from, we look at them and, boy, that nigga lame here, I ain't fucking no lame man, nigga. But this shit is all legit. This is business. I'd be like, now, if I was in the streets, I wouldn't deal with you.
Yeah.
Because you're a nigga that might tell, you're a nigga that might fold if you already done bent your back over. I can't deal with you. We're not the same type of nigga, but this is a more serious game. But this is paperwork. And we're going at the money. This is entertainment. Why the fuck do I care about your preference of who you are?
And a lot of times, like, people will enter.
I'm tripping?
No, you're not.
But you got some people that can't do that. Like, bro, I just can't fuck with them niggas. Them niggas broke.
You're right.
Or they ain't where they supposed to be.
Yeah. But sometimes people will enter, like, a business-type relationship and then try to talk about other shit and think we cool because we've been talking about business this whole time. Like, I don't want to hear about all that extra shit.
I've done that. I've been like, man, I don't fuck with them kind of nigga. But them kind of niggas is running this game that we're trying to get in.
Yeah. So you got to be. Being real.
Go do something else.
Being real get you what?
I mean, yeah. Listen.
Stripes from niggas.
Does that make you fake?
Yes.
If you ever sign.
That make you do some fake shit. You're not fake, but you're doing. You're faking it.
Yeah.
If you ever signed a record deal, you don't know what the fuck going on. So you've done business with people. I'm not saying, you know what I mean, but you signed a record deal. Niggas gonna take that money and sign a record deal. They don't know what's going on the other end. It's business.
That's all I'm saying. And for the young niggas out here listening, trying to follow these codes and mores that don't even exist no more.
Yeah.
Shit don't even exist no more. As long as you ain't telling on no nigga and you not fucking out the ass or you not going against something that you stand on, bro, get your money. Fuck worrying about what Jay do. I can't fuck with Jay because she sell cakes. I don't sell cakes. I don't give a fuck about selling a cake, but me and Jay get money off shows. Why the fuck do I care because she hang with Bank now? Mm-hmm. That's just how niggas do it. Like, you know, because she hang with Bank now, I can't get no money with her. You a hater. And you can really get more money with her.
Yeah.
But you and your feelings because of something else that has nothing to do with you.
Feelings do cause niggas lose a lot of money.
We see that so much, bro.
It's a lot of niggas losing money over feelings. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of niggas that's sitting around right now to this day, bro. I watch them. I see these sub-tweets. Them niggas mad as a motherfucker at Bank. Because them niggas know in their hearts, if I was beside this nigga, my life would be different. Mm. I just didn't know how to fake it. I tried to be too real, which he would, which you are fake, because you're not that real. Especially once I done been around you and saw you fold. So the image and persona that you're pushing out, bruh, shut up. You might as well just be faking fuck, because you already fake to me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Am I tripping though?
Uh-uh.
Like, have you ever seen a fake ass nigga that try to play so real?
Every day.
That's what I'm saying. I'm the type of nigga, bro. I come in the motherfucker tell y'all my real flaws. I don't give a fuck what Kodak, Baby J, DJ Scream, Shy Jones, the control room, and the people that listen to give a fuck up, think about me. I don't give a fuck.
Because you're going to be you regardless.
Fuck you. Because I'm going to lose track of the fake shit and slip up and show you me or show you something else. I'm going to be off beat. You know what I'm saying? This shit gonna get all beat. But the thing about it is, just like the hike, right? Mm-hmm. Use it the hike. I was finna get ready to turn that shit out. Like, fuck that. Turn them cars around. Edgewood, we back in this shit. I looked over at my man who I doing the hike with thing. He like, man, bank, we going corporate. And Courtney like, y'all get out the street. Shante was like, she right. I came back to my sense. I was finna get ready to turn into me. But I had to turn into y'all right, let's get on that street. I'll finish. Fuck Stone Mountain. Fuck that brunch.
I saw
fuck
that too.
I had, I got too hyped up. You get what I'm saying? But yeah. I had to fall into place because it's I'm jeopardizing more than just this moment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? My yeah. moment. I'm jeopardizing some shit that is legendary.
Yeah.
Like niggas, we with a big a state park, a corporate company, and I still want to be a nigga because I'm a nigga. Instead of adapting to the surrounding of, bro, this shit going to be big. Why jeopardize?
But I don't think he was being fake.
No, I would say I was fake by getting out the street.
That ain't fake.
Because I want to stay in the street. Fuck all this.
That ain't fake.
So, what he's saying is a lot more people are fake. They just don't even realize it. So it's not as bad.
I don't know the word. I'm going to find the word. I don't know if it's fake.
It's compromising.
Yeah, you
compromising is not fake.
It kind of is.
You compromising your marriage.
Have you ever
compromised in your marriage?
But when you
have, but I was faking it. Yeah. Like all the times I was telling Shante, I ain't going. I was lying. When I know in my heart, I just want you to feel like I ain't gone.
Right, right.
But I am gone.
I got you.
That's fake.
Damn.
That's fake.
None of them able to tell her, babe.
Yeah, because
none of them able to tell her, like, babe, shit. This is who I am, man. You can't go.
Not genuine.
Damn.
It's not genuine.
Thank you, bro. It's not genuine. If you do something that you don't want to do or something that you know you want to do, you don't do it. That's not genuine. That's fake.
Okay, so back to what you were saying, but can't that hurt you? Like, if you don't ever do anything that, if you always do just what you want to do, just genuinely, or at least in that moment, Can't that fuck shit up for you?
Yes, like, okay. But at the end of the day, you're still. But the thing about it is, that's what I'm saying. We're saying the same thing, Shereen. In this shit, to excel, you gotta be somewhat know how to fake it.
Okay.
Even if you finna in the streets, if you finna flex a nigga, if you finna rob a nigga, you gonna have to know how to fake him out.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No matter what, you're gonna have to learn how to do that. You're gonna have to learn how to lie, steal, cheat. Even in a relationship, when you first meet a woman, you're your best self. You really have to be fake in the beginning to show her. Just be real.
Nah, it's real.
You gotta sell the product. Yeah.
Oh, tripping, John.
No, you're not. Cause women do that too.
Everybody do. Everybody do. You can.
It's a costume.
Yeah, it's a costume. So it's fake.
Yeah, but
you ain't mean the motherfucker first day telling them.
Yeah.
You try to see what they think, who they think, who then let's figure it out on how to spring it on you.
Mm-hmm. But to go back to what Slide was saying, though, if you just always do whatever you want to do, you're not going to hurt yourself, but you most definitely are going to hurt other people.
You become self-centered.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but also when you do that, you got to be prepared for the other people around you to do that as well. Like, we don't know how much grace we're extended until that grace is taken. Like, somebody could be ready to cut you off on all the shit they've been helping you with, but they wasn't selfish. So in that moment, if you want to be selfish, yeah, you can do that. But are you prepared for what comes with it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So does that make... we got to bring this up. So, in the sense of being free, we always talk about like...
Let me say this.
Kanye, Andre.
When Jessica say, let's go to the ballet, and you can hate ballet, you sending that ballet fake as hell.
I have done that. It wasn't ballet, it was opera, and I would not do it again.
But you faked it for your spouse because you love her.
Compromise, but you're right.
That's different.
Fake. Yeah, fake. I got you. It's the same bank, family. I got you.
Bank, fake.
That's some fake ass shit because you know you don't want to go. If you were being real, you and the, you'd have damn near been in the voice court like, bitch, I don't want to go no motherfucker. Ballet.
But then again, you know look to what I was just saying. Like, what if there was a time where you wanted to do something and she didn't want
to
do it?
She had to fake it.
She had to fake it.
She's done that for sure.
Exactly.
It just come with it. Like, in relationships and business, you have to learn how to tap into faking it.
Okay.
I believe.
We'll give you that. We'll give you that.
Because everybody have different outlooks and upbringings and perspectives. So if you, like, compromising is faking.
Yeah.
So if you get to the point, like I was saying, like a Drake 3000 or Kanye or some shit, where you just do what you want to do and you don't compromise, is that freedom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But Trump, it's also...
All them niggas like that, them niggas free.
But it's also self-centered. Because everything is revolved around who they are, and it's maybe people around them that's not happy with the decisions that they're making.
Free. Or
the people around them have to compromise how they truly
who
feel.
Who cares? If I'm self-made, I pay myself, fuck you.
Right.
It's like, the only...
What's genuine around you if it's that way?
What you mean, what's genuine around you?
Like, what people...
Niggas like that don't care about people around, genuinely. People being around them.
The money is genuine.
Yeah, people like that don't care about who's
and
around
the person
them.
That I married, the person, my kids, we're genuine because I'm...
But who's to say that the person that you're with at that point is genuine because you never compromise to make sure that they're good. They always have to be the one to get the short end of the stick to make sure it feeds your ego.
I don't think... but the compromise word can be some bullshit, but the compassion word is necessary. So if somebody's going to be around, I think there has to be a certain amount of compassion for... relationships and business relationships.
And when you say compassion, do you mean give and take?
Nah. That's transactional. Compassion is just...
Give and take is not transactional.
Give, take.
I feel like if you with your person and your person really love you, they not compromising because they accept you for who you are.
No, but when I say compromise...
They not faking it. They not nothing. This is what it is. I see this nigga for who he is. He's a self-centered nigga. This is who he is. I love it. All of that.
That is what love is.
Okay,
That's what love is to me.
But it's
anything else, you're faking it.
Yeah.
No, but it's still some type of compromise for the person on the other side. For example, let's use everything you just said, and let's say that the person you went been hiking with Bank for 7 days out the week, and then one day they're like, oh, let's go to the movies. And you like, nah, we gonna go hiking with Bank. That means that person is compromising what they really want to do to make sure that they support you in what you're doing.
But we all compromise.
I can't say that.
But listen,
I'm just saying, if the person is doing exactly what they want to do, the scenario that Scream gave, a person doing exactly what they want to do, being who they want to be, and the people around them, I'm just saying that the people around them have to do more to compromise than the actual person because... That person doing what the fuck they want to do regardless.
That's so, just selfishness. I ain't talking about nobody just being selfish. If we've been hiking for 6-7 days straight, you want to go to the movies. I want to go to the movies. I don't want to not do... I'm going to tell you, like, what is it you want to do today? Like, that, I'm not talking about a person that just want to...
That's compassion.
That's compassion and we're together and I know you're for me.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying a motherfucker who just always want to...
Do what they
want to
do.
That's sucker shit.
But that's
I'm saying me standing inside of my own purpose on what I'm doing, if I didn't want to go to the movies, you brought that up, you should be able to respect that. And if you don't want to go hiking, I should be able to respect that.
Yeah, I agree.
So Andre 3000 wants to play the flute. He has plenty of fans that made him who he is today, at least from the music standpoint.
Right.
Is he being selfish?
No.
Is he being free?
He being free.
What's the balance between that? Because I want to play the flute. This is what make me happy. And we want to hear you rap.
But that's different.
The fans,
if rapping doesn't make him happy, then he's doing exactly what he's supposed to do, the flute shit.
Fuck my flute fan. Yeah. Fuck the rap fan.
Yeah.
He's been authentic.
If you're a real
himself.
Fan of Andre 3000, you're going to fuck with me whether I flip French fries or fucking play the flute.
That flute album is amazing.
No, I agree with you.
I fuck with it.
I agree with that. I just feel like at the end of the day, if a motherfucker always questioning what you're doing, trying to change what you're doing, that person
they don't fuck
you.
With you.
Yeah, I have a question. Yeah. I agree. I'm with you when you are. I agree with you said. But what if you're with someone that's not trying to change you for the worse? They're actually they actually see the better in you. So they
better to who?
The better what? Bitch, go buying a nigga who like that.
No, but hear me out.
You can't make me no better me when I'm already the better me to me.
No, but hear me out. Like, what if you're a type of person that's just, you know, lackadaisical, don't handle your business completely, and then this person is just like, hey, you know, trying to show you how to handle your business.
You can't tell me what...
Like,
what
motivate you. I guess
motivate me to do what? You can't tell... If I'm happy, if I'm sad being laxated, then that's different. If I'm happy being laxated, you can't change me.
Damn.
Dang.
I'm just being 100.
Sometimes people see the better. But
you right. What you saying? You saying
but you can't want more for a nigga than he wants.
Thank you, Jay.
Exactly. I agree.
Thank you.
I
that's what I'm saying. Because you don't know what people's happiness lies at.
Yeah. It ain't gonna. That's
like
gonna
I can want you to be all day. I can feel like I want you to. I can see you as something else. But you're internally happy.
You know what?
So I'm going to make you unhappy by trying to challenge your happiness.
Yeah, and you're going to drive yourself crazy trying to do what you think makes this nigga happy when in turn all it's going to do is make you unhappy because you're going to be still for the rest of your life trying to make this nigga happy about some shit that's
he's
making
already
him unhappy.
Yeah. Thank you.
But what if he's not happy? What if you're not happy?
That's
what
different.
If you're like
but he has to find happiness
stagnant.
For you have to find happiness for yourself.
Like everything you got to everything that you do it has to come from within you. Like nobody can make you
exactly.
happy or sad
they
or
can't
like
put no happy chip in you.
No, I
think
they can't, but I feel like people can motivate you. People can
motivate
like,
me. How I'm happy.
Motivation is trying to force me to do some shit.
Let me just use myself as an example. I feel like when I first met y'all, I was all happy. I was happy. I didn't feel like I had really no real complaints in my life. But I felt like the more I'm around y'all, the more y'all motivated me. Seeing like what you do, what Yak do, and motivated. Hold up, Jay.
Let me say this. You did that. We didn't do that. You did that by coming around us and found yourself. We didn't try to say, Jones, you need to. You did that within yourself. You got motivated by the energy.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't come to you every day like, Jones, you need to. We didn't do that.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? If a person, because you was already happy, you just elevated your happiness.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see it.
Is it like a motherfucker, you got a lazy-ass nigga, this is what I am, a lazy-ass nigga, but I wake up every day happy, smoking blunt, playing my game. But you like, I think you need to, you don't fuck with Buddy. You need to let him go on.
Yeah.
And find you a nigga that don't need to.
So basically, you say you can't motivate somebody that don't want to be motivated.
Exactly.
What if you watching somebody you love destroy themselves? Like, it was an addict.
You can't.
That's to you. That's to you that they're destroying themselves.
At the end, they're going to be destroyed.
How?
If
to you.
Keep, if they keep taking heroin, they're going to perish.
That, they're happy.
Some niggas,
they're happy
some
and
niggas
high.
Feel like, I'm finna get high till I die.
Oh, wow.
This is my happiness. How you going to tell this person that they shouldn't be happy that way?
Yeah.
And an addict is the extreme. An addict is an illness. It's a sickness. That's not some shit that you can just snap your fingers and say, hey, you need to change, and then the person's gonna change. Like, that's
damn,
we gotta
you're
take
right.
the addict shit out of the equation.
No, but, that's a good context in this. It's like, if you're watching somebody and you think they're on the path of destruction, then leave.
But your opinion.
Or pray for them.
But I'm saying you're not going to love the addict. You're not going to love them for the addict they are. So leave.
Yes,
that's
you
what
can.
Y'all are saying.
You can.
You can.
I will.
No, you
will.
Can.
You'll
you
love
can.
I will. I will, but I can't be in a relationship with you.
No, I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Leave in the sense of you can't watch them sit up there, shoot up every day.
No,
you
hell
know
no.
Gonna...
You can't watch it, but you can definitely love them.
You still would love them.
And
yeah,
let them know
sure.
that they're loved and all of that, but let them know at the same time, hey, I don't fuck with what you're doing,
and
but I'm not leaving you out here by yourself.
Right, I'm not going
to when
support
you get
it.
Ready to change, or when you get ready to get off that dope and get off that shit, I'm here for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, for sure. Compassion.
I'm a firm believer in it is what it is. Like that shit in my bathroom. Every morning I shit, I look at that shit right in front of me. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. So that's just what it is with me. Mm. Like, I can tell you all day, I could tell you all day, screen, you need to come hike with me. You'd be like, bang, I ain't fuck with that hiking shit. How the fuck am I gonna be mad at you? Because I
right,
know what
right,
hiking
right.
does for my, my soul.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until you come out there and see it on your own, I done told you, but then that's what it is. Okay, you wanna walk Silver Cummins. I fuck with that too. I'm gonna come walking with you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wanna fuck with the woods. How the fuck am I gonna be mad at you and feel like, bro, I'm telling you, bro, I lost 100 pounds doing
hold
this
on.
Shit. The fuck wrong with you?
Bang, let me. You used to be on a very big quit your job kick.
Mm-hmm.
at the time, I was like, shit, this shit is safe. This shit is cool. I get to do what I want to do when I leave here. But eventually, when it was time, you didn't have to tell me. I told you. Man, I just quit that shit, bro. I had to get to that level on my own. Mm-hmm. And when I was in the place to make that leap, it was successful. But if I had did it in anybody else's time, it wouldn't have worked as well.
See, I'm the type of nigga, this is what I do, bro. Instead of forcing shit on a nigga, I plant seeds. And then when I see that shit growing in you, that's when I start nurturing it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, just with Jay, you let any nigga play you. You supposed to be getting paid for this shit because you're a real asset to a lot of niggas' career. Mm-hmm. Then when I start saying, okay, you starting to goddamn get a little money out of that shit, hey, half a mo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to plant this. Yeah. I'm going to plant the seed. When I see you doing it, I'm going to water it.
Yeah.
Before I got down, just, man, you stupid as hell, man. You a dick rider. I ain't finna do that to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to let you know because you may not see it at first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's going to click to you on your own. You got to let people click to them on their own time. If it don't click to them, it ain't in them.
That light switch.
Let them folk be what they is.
Yes. Because if it don't, like you said, oh well, some people don't get it. You can't push your vision on somebody else.
Exactly.
The same way, like, it's kind of like if I could see a color that you couldn't see, I can't describe it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could never describe any color that you can't see because your mind, it don't even conceptualize in your brain.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
But until you see it, and when you see it, you're going to be like, oh.
In your own time. No, that's real. But you still might say it just. Cause it done been times you done came out and like, bro, that shit you said was real.
But you know I'm in.
I'm gonna tell you all the time when you're right.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep it 100. We saying some real shit right now, and this is therapy for me, bro. You know how many friends I lost by being judgmental, like seeing more in these niggas than they saw in themselves. Now they looking at me as on some bullshit because I kind of.
You're trying to bully these niggas into success.
Yeah, I'm trying to bully you to be the nigga that I think you should be. When niggas was already happy with being, but I got bitches, bro. I'm already this. I'm already that. Like, that's all you see for you. But I see you as Drake or Future. I see you as that. But you can't even see that. You like,
yes, bro.
I'm the biggest nigga that my people know.
Yeah.
So this good enough for me. You tripping. Like, why you tripping, bro? We straight. No, my ambition is more than yours. So I have to get around motherfuckers who want to be the number one podcast. Mm-hmm. Instead of motherfuckers who feel like, okay, we big fat, we good. No, it's time to start a network and go motherfucking crazy. You get what I'm saying?
But hit the fucking horn.
Am I tripping?
Hit the fucking horn.
Oh, so we just supposed to coast. We good. Yeah. Everybody know we go out.
Yeah.
We go out. Niggas, baby Jay, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture screen? Be good enough. Yeah. Hell nah. Good enough ain't good enough good for enough niggas enough like
top
us, bro.
50, man. Hell nah. We not happy with top 50.
Uno.
Yeah.
That's real.
But it still come down to
like-minded people.
Like-minded,
yes, sir.
Tribal,
because yes, sir. I mean, because if tribal. like he said, it's perspective. If success to one group of people is everybody got a factory job and you in there and you want to be on Big Facts, then that's not successful to you.
Simple shit clicks to me. I just told Jay this earlier when I like you gotta step up. We got. I like when niggas saying I think we should. I like when they're how y'all's in the group testing.
Yeah,
talking about the
let's fix this.
Let's this. That's like, oh, that's what we need right here.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
that's what's gonna take us through here. Because everybody thinking about winning.
What can we do to get better?
Winning.
Yeah,
everybody thinking about winning. Yeah. Like, no, the clips need to be like this. Before you know it, that shit gonna get right, and we gonna get the money off the shit.
No, you're right.
You feel what I'm saying? But everybody just lax, and then it come out and be
it's
like,
okay.
looking at it like, damn, that shouldn't have been on there like that. Why the fuck you ain't say nothing, bitch? You know what I'm saying? Like, but get it right if you know how to make it right.
You need that. You need those conversations because if nobody says nothing, then everybody lets it go. Then shit.
Yeah.
Now we sitting around pound when you knew.
Yeah.
Am I tripping though?
But that's how you grow. And it's kind of like we had a listening session and everybody listened to the music and shit. Nobody say nothing wrong with it. Nobody, the artist asked for suggestions. What can we do better? Shit, the music.
The album come out, the album flop.
He blaming the artists. He blaming the engineers. This nigga blaming the producer.
That shit don't even sound like you got mixed. They should have mastered that shit. They should have turned the vocals up. They should have dropped
Sugar Coulda Woulda.
Why the hell you put a song on there about this? Why he ain't made no song for the hoes? Why he ain't do this? Why he ain't do
that? Yeah, everybody got all the suggestions in the world after the
after
fact.
After the fact, yeah.
Nah, but at the end of the day, in the beginning of the day, if a motherfucker ain't on what you on, you just gotta love him from a distance.
Yeah,
absolutely. Cause that shit will hinder you, bro.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck because you gonna spend time trying to convince them that they something that you already is.
You know what? I had this type of thought process about my brother. For real. I don't think y'all remember.
Is that a nigga you be tweeting about?
Nah, hell nah, nah. I love my brother. But we just two different niggas. We are completely opposite.
Was him.
Nah, I wasn't. Absolutely not. But my brother's like he's real chill. He like he has a plan. He goes along with his plan. But I didn't know his plan. So to me, it didn't look like the nigga was doing nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, you need to be doing this, doing this. Like he would tell me little shit, and I'd take it all the way, set some shit up for him that he wasn't even ready for. Like this is back when he was in college, and now now that I know how he is, I can accept and know that whatever he's doing, he's happy, he's safe, and he's working. Exactly. Where I was trying to push a nigga to be like me when that's not in his personality.
Exactly. They said they need answers. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the driving to work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Just because, see, what we get caught up in knowing how easy things is for us, that anybody should be able to do it.
It Yes.
And what's easy for us isn't easy for everybody
That's
else.
That's what I'm saying. Like, like you have to realize, like, certain people have different anxieties. They have different shies and fears and all type of shit. So just because it come easy for me to sit here in front of the mic, another motherfucker get in front of the mic and freeze up.
Yeah.
But we like, bro, this shit easy because it's easy to you.
Yeah.
Now you done really, you got a motherfucker confidence level low because you feeling, you telling them.
You obliterated their confidence.
And you done pushed them in some shit they wasn't even ready for.
Yeah. No, they ain't gonna never be ready for it. Now you looking at them in a certain light because you like, you know how easy it is for you. It's like, bro, just do it. Everything ain't for everybody.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
And people gonna do it on their own time.
If they gonna do it at all.
Because
sometimes it look cool. So that's why a lot of people wanna do it. But it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to go in this.
It's just like going vegan. When I first went vegan, I was trying to push that shit on everybody. Like, because I know how it made me feel. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm telling you, that meat ain't shit, but you're gonna die.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, I died. I'm back, though. Y'all nigga better stop eating that shit. But I can't push some shit on you and be looking at you. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm from PETA. What's the name of that shit? Ready to pour paint on niggas and shit for when?
Oh, PETA. Yeah, PETA.
Yeah, I can't do that,
they
bro.
Got,
I
they just got me blocked on Twitter, too.
I just
got
to show you by doing it. I got to show you, like, I'm less aggressive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My eyes are clearing up. My skin is clearing up. You know what I'm saying? I just got to show you. Mm-hmm. So when you start asking me, then you start being inquisitive. What is it?
Inquisitive
about my actions because you seeing it in real time. Like, yeah. Damn, bro, you look good, bro. Damn, your skin clear. Yeah. What you doing? Vegan. Instead of me saying, go vegan, bro. Go vegan. Go vegan.
Yeah, do you realize that chicken sandwich you about to eat used to have a heartbeat?
Yeah. Yeah, all that shit. I was doing that damn, to the max. Man, like, God. Bro, you eating somebody's uncle, bro. But it don't work like that. Everybody got to move on their own time.
That's why they say lead by example.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think... you're right. But it's easy to go out to eat with you because you be eating some vegan food. I feel like every time I'm with you, I'm vegan.
Vegan food good, though.
I swear, every time we with each other, I'm vegan.
I feel like that's the biggest misconception about vegan food. It's good as a motherfucker.
It's all education.
Yeah.
It's just you knowing where to eat at. Yeah. That's it. That's all it is, bro.
And getting out of your bad habits.
Yeah.
Definitely getting out, because if all you've been eating growing up is McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's and shit, like, nigga tell you, hey, man, eat this fried mushroom. You know,
that's like coming off crack.
Yeah.
No, for real.
No, for the real. You're dead like... ass. Like, you're right. Sugary drinks. That was my big shit. Like, I used to tell people all the time. Yeah, I stopped drinking soda, but I was drinking lemonade. I was drinking iced tea, Cran, everything.
That shit got more sugar than soda.
Exactly. So, like, in my head, it's a win to me because I wasn't ready to make that jump to make my life healthier. Water. Yeah, to go straight water. Now that I'm juicing, I'm drinking straight water. It's showing. But I had to do it on my time because anything before that, I would have been uncomfortable.
Yeah, cutting out them sodas and shit, that's half the battle right there.
Half the battle. But when I cut out everything else like maybe around November last year, and the shit just dropped off. It's kind of like, damn, this shit do work.
In fact.
Yeah.
Let's do random thoughts, y'all. Because I was about to talk shit about Gag. Like, what dropped off?
Shit, you see this fine ass nigga? You see this fine ass nigga over here? Stop
Jesus
playing
Christ.
With me. What you mean? What are we talking about, man?
I think maybe you need to take Sean in the phone booth and show her a few.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's start random thoughts. Okay.
Big Fast on the Fans coming soon.
What?
That's random thought.
Oh, that's your random thought.
Will random thought was what?
That thought ain't got shit to do with me.
Or anybody else over here. Wait, your random thought was what?
Never mind, it's over.
Oh, okay.
He had his random thought. He used his on some bullshit.
Yeah, he used it on some bullshit. He'll get no more random thoughts. No more random thoughts for big homie Baloney.
At all.
Well, Uncle Luce.
Not even next episode?
Well, Uncle Luce say, don't stop, get it, get
you
it.
Barred.
What is he getting?
Don't stop, get it. What is he getting?
Yeah. He's popping that pussy.
Wait, Uncle Luke didn't have a pussy?
Not Uncle Luke.
No, he's not popping his pussy. I'm saying.
Oh, he's popping that.
He said,
that.
Don't stop. Get it. Pop that pussy.
Dude Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, next. Okay.
But
go ahead,
you can use that in any context, though. Don't stop. Get it.
What is he getting?
Can't stop. No.
Get
stop.
It. Anything.
Getting
I'm
going
to use it in the context. Don't stop. Let's put this content out. Let's get it.
Don't
get
stop.
It.
Get it. Let's eat those vegetables.
Yeah. Don't stop. Get it. Let's goddamn Big Facts Friday, this motherfucker. We back, bitch.
Hey.
And we a month ahead. What's up? Hit the horn.
Who is on?
Go ahead, Jay. Let's get a random thought.
I'm the horn, goddamn it.
Random thought. Random thought is I love y'all. And I mean that from the bottom.
Ditto.
Hearts, hearts, hearts. We love you too,
Joe. Let go, big yike.
Man, did y'all see what this nigga just I still had the botched shit.
It was the botched ass pictures. It was still up on my phone.
Really at work, bro.
Why do nothing feel so good?
Because it's a release.
I'm saying, like, who the first you nigga got, to
you're letting go of endorphins. That shit does something to your soul.
Wait, have y'all ever, like...
An unforgettable...
Like...
Anytime.
What the fuck wrong with this nigga? That nigga put
on
a cow.
I found a button board.
We don't want that one, bro.
Have y'all ever nutted in your sleep and felt it in real life?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a wet dream.
Oh, you talking about wet dream, yeah.
Oh, that's a wet dream. So y'all really, like, orgasm in y'all sleep.
I woke up. Like, that shit embarrassing, too.
It's like you peed on yourself.
You done nutted on yourself. Why the fuck do a nut feel so good?
Because you're releasing those endorphins.
It's probably some nerves.
Every release feels good. A nut is a different type. But if you burp, you fart, you shit.
But it's like a...
Anything, same thing.
A psychological buildup. And then when you finally let it go, it's just like an unforgettable experience.
But why... Because... Why is it so easy for men to orgasm? But for women, a lot of women...
Because y'all shit hidden.
A lot of women won't even experience a real orgasm. Like, they won't even experience a real nut.
Because y'all don't think y'all got to tell niggas how to fuck you.
It depends.
Well, you got to get a rose. Yeah,
for sure.
If you nut, right? But
your nut is on you.
If you got to pee real bad and go pee, you don't feel that same...
No, it's not the same.
No.
A pee and a nut is not the same. If you go take a shit...
It don't feel like an orgasm.
It's a relief.
I can't.
But it don't feel like an orgasm.
Let me ask you something. Do you think a woman should leave her bladder full before she fuck?
No, absolutely not.
You trying to get a fucking UTI?
Yeah, and she gonna be peeing.
Think she gonna let it out? That's what I'm saying.
Hell, she gonna be peeing.
I pee on me. Fuck that.
It's not even squirting.
Is that a thing, niggas like that?
Huh?
No,
like that. Pee.
For one, if she go use the restroom before you guys start, and even if it got to the squirting part, it won't be so much pee. But if she don't use it and then you guys get there, she's going to be pissing. And then she's not even going to be able to enjoy it because she's going to be trying to hold the pee in.
And
the
she's
going to
get a fucking urinary tract infection.
Yes, no.
Like, that's not good.
No, Drake's girl, go pee. No, just tell her to go pee.
You're a demon.
He's deranged.
I don't know. I thought all that shit is deranged, motherfucker.
No, you gotta smell it. It ain't all pee.
You be peeing on me. That what that is.
I'm crying.
A piss ass little girl.
Y'all crazy, man.
All right, y'all. So here's my random thought. I actually got it from somebody else. But when people die, right, and you know that when you die, they identify you by your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens to the people that have veneers?
It ain't.
Like, how do they identify?
No, it ain't your teeth. It's your...
Call 5-star smiles for me there in Miami.
It ain't your teeth.
What's up, Danielle?
It ain't your teeth.
It's about your dental
work.
They
gonna pull these veneers out. It's the...
Root.
When you get your...
X-rays.
That's your teeth.
Also, by
the teeth ain't with the cap. These veneers are caps. It's the shit up under all that raggedy shit that they gonna identify your ass with. Knock them out. Let's see what's happening.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's see who he is.
It ain't your. These ain't your teeth. Like, I got all type of motherfucking implants, all type of shit. That ain't my teeth. Don't fuck no. Hey, this nigga put out two missing right here. That shit chipped. That's filed down.
Yeah.
That's your dental records.
Oh, okay.
Your dental records is not the outside. It's the inside of your teeth.
Gotcha.
It ain't your booty. It's your beauty.
I got a random thought.
I spent too much money on my mouth.
Hey, if the internet shut down, how would they restart the internet? Like, I feel like we just
see, you see what Fulton County going through.
What are they going through?
Man, you know them folks hacked their shit and released like all the witness list, the snitch list, the personal information, all the trial shit, and they had the
slide shit.
man, they everybody shit. The only person shit they couldn't touch was Trump shit because the FBI got that shit under clack lockdown.
Yeah.
But goddamn, they got everybody shit that has a case in Fulton County. God damn it. Damn. Fuck! Yeah, like, and a little birdie, I don't know how true it is, but a little, oh, thanks, Shaq. Damn, you sacrificed your shirt for my happiness.
I'll wash it.
I appreciate it. Has it been washed?
Not the sniff.
No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, I can't say Kodak Musty.
But I heard, I don't know how true this is, but a little birdie told me that to even get the process started of them being able to get back on track. Because, you know, the court system, the jail shit, everything has been down for over a month. They said that they had to pay them, like, in Bitcoin or some shit. I'm not sure how true that is, but a little birdie from down there told me that.
Damn.
So do they throw out everybody large cases? Amount?
Probably the petty shit.
Boy, I ain't throwing
that shit. Nah, but it's definitely gonna... It's definitely going to be a discussion because that top secret, well, not top secret, but that sensitive information was compromised.
Yeah. The fact that it was compromised is enough to end certain shit.
If they push the issue about the shit, they really could, but...
How you think that's going to affect, like, current evictions? They get to stay
that's
on...
That's a good question. I don't know.
Let me ask y'all a question. Have y'all ever loved somebody that you just could not unlove?
Yes.
Nobody outside of family. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, trying to. Like, I don't want to love this bitch no more, but goddamn, I'm soft.
What makes you love? What make, like,
I never felt that way.
I don't think you can make that choice, though. Like, it's a process.
Yeah, you can't help who you love.
Like, even if you love somebody, and let's say they do the worst shit to you, and it's just, you know, that's it. Like, the line has been drawn. You still love them. It's going to take time for you to completely detach yourself.
If you can instantly unlove a person, you never loved them in the first place.
I ain't saying like instantly. I'm saying like when a motherfucker have gave you a reason to not love them, but you still can't not love them.
That's real love right there.
That's real love, yeah.
That's cold.
But love, I don't think love is enough.
You can't, but me personally.
I
don't
even know. I'm saying like just say, I got people, like, for one, I cannot not love Shantae. That's just what it is. But I got niggas and friends that I don't deal with, but I still love them niggas. I still be checking them niggas pay, make sure them niggas all right. Mm. Slick asking my, what the whole ass nigga, making sure the nigga good.
Oh, damn. I see what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't fuck with you.
Yeah, you did some lame shit, but we got so much history. You still my nigga.
Nah, you ain't my nigga. Yeah. I just still love you.
Yeah, love, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just still love you. I hope, like, some will come over me when they say, such a, damn. Like, I would feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, damn, I hope that shit don't go like that for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's heavy, because I feel like everybody in this room got one person that just came to the top of their top mind.
Mm. Yeah, overly it did. But yeah. You can't, but in my personal opinion, you can't experience real love without experiencing real pain in that same situation.
Absolutely.
No, I agree with you.
That's what make you love somebody. Yeah. You can't love somebody when shit all good.
I know for me, well, I have a question. Can you love somebody so much that you just don't want nothing to do with them anymore?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I tried that.
Yeah. I think
hell fuck yeah, boy.
Like, I love you, but I don't want shit to do with
but
you.
But this shit make me too soft. Like, I really want to just beat you up because love you too real. Much.
You gotta limit your interactions around
me. I don't even want to be around you. I don't want nothing to do with you.
Yeah, like, you making
but me... I love you from way, way, way over there.
Yeah, I agree.
Because
yeah.
When you near, we ain't... It's going to be some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Random thought with Shy Jones.
On the Big Facts Network exclusively.
Yeah.
All right, man. Big Facts Friday, www.bigfactspod.com. Subscribe, like, comment. Remember, the Big Facts Network is for all like-minded individuals. It's bigger than a YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Tap in with us. We'll see y'all next Friday. Salute.
Till next week, Big Facts Friday is a wrap. Visit www.bigfactspod.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk.
get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.